Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast that is dedicated to driving success for medical sales professionals that provide goods and services to the healthcare industry and its providers. This week, I want to talk to you about communication, specifically effective communication, because one of the things I've found from years of working in this industry is that people who are involved in medical sales are not always the best communicators that they should be. Let me ask you this question. Is communication in medicine, let me re-ask that question, is clear communication in medicine important? Obviously, the answer is yes, especially when you're transmitting information that is important to patient care or how to use a particular device or pharmaceutical. It's important that communication be absolutely clear. What types of communications am I talking about? Well, of course I'm talking about communications to your customers. That's extremely important. But I'm also talking about communicating with people in your own organization. For example, your managers, other sales associates, product managers at your company, service associates or assistants that work with you, perhaps a secretary if you use a secretary, and any other support personnel. Your communications must always be very, very clear. What are some of the problems with communications? Well, keep in mind that the problems in communication involve both the sender of the message and the receiver. For example, you can do a great job on your end constructing the message, communicating it, and transmitting it to the recipient. But what if there's a problem at the recipient's end? For example, let's say that the fax machine doesn't print very well and certain words are hard to read or even deleted. Let's say that the person who gets the fax or gets the message either by voice or email, when he or she transmits it to the person who is the intended recipient of your message, let's say, for example, it's a doctor, that this person somehow changes the construction of your message such that it has a different meaning. Here's the point I'm trying to get across. A message is only successful if the sender and receiver interpret it the same way. A communication breakdown in the medical device business or medical equipment business or any aspect of medicine can be deadly at the worst, very frustrating and harmful to your business at the least. Right now, I'm talking about communication, and I'm talking about communicating in any form, including when you're standing right in front of the person to whom you need to communicate the message. Let's talk about, for a moment, some of the barriers to effective communication. For example, what are some of the problems with a message? Sometimes they're too lengthy. If you could say something in 10 words instead of 100, then say it in 10. A lot of times messages are disorganized. The ideas are really hard to extract from a disorganized message, or the message might contain errors. When you're communicating personally, in person, sometimes your body language might conflict with what you're trying to say. It sounds crazy, but it all has to be congruent in order for the message to be understood. One of the biggest problems in messaging or communication is that people fail to clearly state their expectations. In other words, let's say one of your customers is expecting you to provide a product or service for a particular procedure. You want to be very, very clear about what you're going to be bringing to that procedure. Likewise, if you're a provider of healthcare and you're talking to one of your salespeople or even someone in the hospital, you want to be very clear about what your expectations are with respect to what equipment is going to be there for the procedure that you're doing. The other thing which creates a problem is that people often fail to allow the proper time necessary to communicate. In other words, if you have a limited time to speak, you might rattle off a quick message without confirming that the recipient understands it. Or if someone gives you a quick message and you accept it without verifying that you understand it, then the person who sent it might assume that you understand the message in the way that it was intended. So these are some of the barriers when you're dealing with messages. Be prepared to think ahead. In other words, keep the message clear. Ask, is there anything about this message that can be misunderstood? Of course, you're asking this question of yourself before you send the message. There's an old story that Napoleon used to keep a person of very low intelligence in his camp. And before Napoleon would send any message out, he would give it to this person of lower intelligence, if you will, to read. If this person understood the message, then Napoleon would send it. If he didn't, he would rewrite the message until this person understood it, making the assumption that his message must be understood by the stupidest person in the organization who receives it. Those are kind of harsh words. I'm not trying to imply that anyone in your organization or organizations that you work with are stupid, but sometimes it's better to give them the benefit of the doubt and prepare your message accordingly. Keep the message clear. Keep the message simple. And also, be mindful of the channel for the message. Is there anything in the channel that can foul up the recipient getting the right message? For example, if you're sending the message via email, one of the things you want to be concerned about is that your emails don't end up in the spam box, in the junk mailbox. So make sure there's some method either to send a request read receipt or to call and confirm whether or not that message was actually received. Sometimes when you're trying to communicate something, a picture is worth a thousand words. So ask yourself this question: will a picture or diagram make the message more vivid? And what is it that you want to communicate? In other words, if you're trying to communicate information that someone must be in possession of to successfully perform a task or use your product, for example, what is the success criteria that you will use to know when your message has been properly received? Again, don't leave it to chance and assume that they understand what you're talking about. And one of the other things you must consider is, how can you best convey your message? For example, verbally. If you deliver your message in person or via telephone or voicemail, is that the best way? Or should your message be written? And if it's going to be written, is a handwritten note acceptable? Or should it be typed up in a more formal format so that it can be understood? And finally, if it is written, are you going to hand deliver it? Or is it okay to fax it or email it? And again, once you do any of those things, how are you going to confirm that the message has been received? Be especially careful if you're providing goods or services that are mission critical for a particular procedure or patient. Back when I sold orthopedic implants, it was not always possible to bring both left and right-sided implants for every surgery. So we had to be very sure which side the surgeon was operating on. Because of this, I was always very careful to both get the surgical schedule in writing, which indicated the side that the surgeon was going to be operating on, and I would also send back to the surgeon a confirmation of which side I would be bringing. This way, I knew that my bases were covered. Well, with one surgeon on a particular surgery, his office made a mistake and told me that the surgeon was operating on the opposite side. You could imagine what happened when the surgeon went into the operating room and did not have the implants for the side that he needed. He was, shall we say, angry. This surgeon was very quick to take his anger out on me and place the blame with me. What saved me was that I was able to produce immediately the documentation for the side that his office told me he was operating on, and also a copy of the communication that I sent back to his office, which detailed, again, and his office confirmed, the side that he was going to be operating on. Once I produced the documentation, the surgeon realized that the miscommunication was in his office, and he had to take some responsibility for it. Now, believe it or not, probably 3 or 4 months later, the same exact circumstance arose. And had I not been able to document in writing that I had done my job, in other words, I had clearly verified which side the doctor was operating on, if I hadn't done that, I would have had to shoulder the blame. And it's not always a very pleasant situation, because sometimes things such as lawsuits can happen. You don't want to find yourself in the unpleasant situation of having to defend yourself when you did nothing wrong other than failing to document everything that you did right. So my advice to you, whenever you can put it in writing, do it. It could save you from a lot of aggravation down the road. I'd like to thank you for spending some time with us today at Medical Sales Guru. And if you have any comments or thoughts about anything I discussed today, feel free to comment on the podcast page at medicalsalesguru.com or on the site where you learned about the podcast. I hope you have a productive week selling. And remember, whatever you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Bye for now.